Chapter 13. The pure hate and raw rage pouring off Malgus struck Erin like a physical blow. She braced herself against it as she might a hailstorm. She realized how strongly he felt for the Twi'lek, how he sublimated all of his emotion for her into hate and rage. He ignited his lightsaber, and his eyes and the plates of his armor reflected its red glow. He reached a hand behind him, made a sharp cutting gesture, and the doors to the hangar slammed closed. Another gesture, and the emergency locks turned into place.
"Just us," he said, his voice as rough as a rasp.
He had not taken his eyes from Alina. Erin indicated the Twi'lek.
"She is alive, Sith, and I know your feelings for her."
"You know nothing,"
Malgus said, and took a slow step toward her.
"Let the dropship go. Give the order, or I will kill her."
"You lie."
Erin placed Master Zalo's blade at Alina's neck. Raw emotion surged out of Malgus, a gust of rage.
"I promise you I will do it,"
Erin said. Malgus's free hand clenched into a fist.
"If you have harmed her permanently, I will see that you suffer. I promise you that."
Erin understood less and less about Malgus with each word he spoke. Still, she maintained her bluff.
"Give the order, Malgus."
Malgus glared at her, snarled, spoke into his comlink.
"Jard, belay my previous order. The dropship is to be allowed to leave the system."
"My lord?"
"Do it, Jard."
"Yes, my lord."
Malgus walked toward Erin, the slow movements of a hunter that smelled prey.
"And now, Jedi, you cannot leave here."
"I don't want to leave, Malgus."
His eyes smiled.
"No. You want to kill me. Need to, yes. Because of your master."
The feelings the words mined out of the dark parts of her soul felt uncomfortably close to the rage flowing from Malgus. A day earlier, and her feelings might have mirrored his. That they didn't, she owed to Alina. And Zerid. And Master Zalo.
"I wanted to hurt you, Sif. Hurt you by hurting her. But I won't add to her pain. She suffers enough already."
Malgus stopped in his advance. His eyes went to the Twi'lek, and to her surprise, Erin felt something akin to pity radiate from him. Just a flash, quickly washed away by hate.
"Enough words,"
he said, returning his gaze to Erin.
"Make your attempt, Erin Lanier. I am here."
He discarded his cape, stood up straight, and saluted her with his lightsaber. She hefted her lightsaber, Master Zalo's lightsaber, felt the weight of both in her hands. She fell into the lines of the Force, at peace, calm, still heart, still mind.